It's Alt with Ray Wingnut. Every Sunday morning from 9:45.
Only on the Most Music Station. Spin Southwest.
Hiya, Cordia. Falcha Quig, Clore Special to Spin Alt or Spin Southwest. Erin Glory, Nuf Bemi de Gold Shear Tree and Star in the Kyol Hip Hop in Erin. August Bemi de Gora Ladini, Egden of Hip Hop Erin of Erfud Natira, Egavilis Atridiak. Toshamid Kyol La Groupie Tavoktuk Madderle, Scary Era August Marksman. August Begme Igora, La Kyondana Hip Hop DJs is Luiha in Erin, Stevie G. Komalashin, Bemi de Gora Lena Aliantori Nua Imshraha, O Timple Natira, Lethal Dialect O Balia Haklia, An Kiriach DJ Deviant, Speculative Fiction O Kirkig August Alan Lan Ella. Ach Tosnomit Ermadin Le Beats August Borant Lekela, O Mila Neged Noka Tree, Sho E Marksman August on Track Ship Ahoy. Vime a kind la rira an MC la scary era. Kormé an keshter, konas a hosig she lesh an kyol rap. Agus kain koi a hosig sheed an grupa scary era.
Oh, I really wish I could be out there with you to hear this.
When I first started MCing, it would have been 86 or something. Would have been about 12, and a mate of mine convinced me to grab the mic because everybody wanted to be a DJ, you know. And I wanted to be a DJ myself, you know. I tried that out, but I just started writing stupid little raps, you know, and just making it up, emulating kind of the American thing, because that's all we were hearing at the time, you know. And then just became more into the UK scene, like the Demon Boys and London Posse and that, and that really taught me to use my own accent, you know. When I heard a London Posse rapping about fish and chips and black cabs or whatever, mini cabs, you know, it made me realise that you don't have to speak about your American things. You just speak about what you know, what your surroundings are, you know, and in your own voice. When I started doing that, it made a lot more sense. Scary Era, we knew each other for years before that, before we actually decided, you know what, we'd just start making music. And we started really as the four of us about 1990, and just made demos for ourselves and just for a handful of friends, you know, passing around cassettes. There was no intention of even doing gigs. It was just putting our music and our own voices onto the beats, you know. And we weren't looking out for a record deal or anything like that. It was just for ourselves and a couple of our mates. And then we decided to put on a gig. All our mates came. They brought their mates. Their mates brought their mates, you know. And they just start building up from there.
When he said calm down, but they still bet me with the truncheon.
Shoe Bert DJs on Corkiach Stevie G, August on Kiriach DJ Deviant, a kind fine effect, August on Chunker Scary Era.
Obviously, there was the House of Pain doing the kind of like, you know, it was like the Irish American, but it was a bit more cartoony. But Scary Era was the real, real deal. I mean, I did a gig with them in 1994 in Henry's. We were hoping that a big crowd would come. It didn't really happen, but they were like, I mean, I remember the first time hearing the Truncheon song and Dave Fanning and hearing the demo of that and having the tape and bringing it into college. And Jesus, it's still like, they still like got like everything. It was like, geez, these guys are up in their trad. They know their reggae. They've got something to say. It's Irish music. It's hip hop. It's whatever. It's everything that, and they were still to this day. I mean, geez, they were so far ahead of their time. When it comes to Irish hip hop, they've cast a massive shadow because, to be honest, they haven't really been equaled in many ways, even though things have finally got changed in the last few years. But they were absolutely brilliant.
I remember meeting him for the first time and just being like, oh my God, I've just shook Reroy's hand. And he said, how ya? And I was like, yeah, Reroy just said, how ya? If, like, in New York, you have say DJ Premier and KRS-One or whatever, in Ireland, we have Scary Era. And that's who we were looking to, you know. Reroy's the man, like, as in, he's never written a bad verse. Yeah, he's just the man. There's so little can be said about him. He is a gent. He's super talented and he's super into it. And again, just he has vibes. Like, he just, you can tell he's into it, you know, and that's huge.
Emile Nege Noka 3 Vi Scary Era Eg Casa Bio Gominix Sa Chak Tavern at Barnstormers or Capel Street Imalia Clea Hosig Shadeg Fall Lon Ard on the fans August on Lucht A&R On Cade Blianella Hinig Shied Leshan Lipaid Iderna Shunta Island Records On Lipaid La Gruppi Era Nochella The Cranberries U2 August Marksman
Barnstormers was really where we kind of totally evolved as a band. We got to know how to perform live. We got to know like what the crowd were reacting to. Every night was different, you know. We just like pull different pieces out. We'd have a rough idea of what we're going to do, but most of the time we just do it there and then. And that kind of did mold us.
You're hearing it yourself.
We didn't look for attention, but people started writing about us, going like, "You got to check these guys out." It was just nuts at that time. We were doing like gags on stage, little skits in between songs, and you know, it was a full show. Like. And people just started writing about us, whether it was being some rag or someone in the Independent that knew what they were talking about or something. I don't know. Like, you know, it was just different people, and word just got about. And then we had like, well, I won't name names, but people from other fairly big bands coming in to see us. And it was just word of mouth, really. It was word of mouth all the time. Well, we were signed pretty quickly. I mean, we had A&R men at our second gig, and they came to the third gig, and by the fifth gig, they wanted to sign us. But they didn't sign us for about a year after that. I don't know really much about the A&R side, but, you know, we barely spoke to them. We just did the fucking gigs. No, man, they wanted us the way we were, or they thought they did. Realised how much of a fucking rogue crew we were. I mean, we kept together in the studio, but when we partied, we did actually party, you know. For a long period. We were signed exactly at the same time as Cranberries. And they sent the Cranberries on a college tour of America and sent us to London. It was kind of like a flip of a coin, you know? But I'm kind of glad we didn't go to America, though. We would have come back and boxed.
I mean, again, it was the mid-90s, so it was quite a good time to be getting into it. There was lots of new music. All of a sudden, I'd heard Wu-Tang then off the back of that. And yet, then it was all over after that, really, essentially. I just got more and more into it.
A chorda or modern air spin alter spin southwest tamuid a gold sheer tree on star in hip hop aeronach. August Coolamore fue Scary Era, August Marksman, August Hip Hop Ire na Nochadi. Ak cared fue na naughties. Sho a DJ Deviant fos a kind fue nor a hussig a londine a crohu kyol hip hop. La glor solaire August La glor aeronach. Sho a DJ Deviant.
And there wasn't a lot, to be honest. And it was because it was people that I knew, that I'd met in the real world, that were just normal people that were making quality rap music. And that kind of was like, oh my God, we could do this, you know? But then there's one in particular who's in need of some food. Now the munchies hit hard and yo, I'm thinking of snacks. So I put Operation Food in effect. Now I suggest that we stop up at the shop. We could put our spare change and stock up and slop.
Chomala shin vidini egdain of kyol rap as gwaelge few. Seo iad DJ Jimmy Penguin in éineacht le MC Muppet ó Connemara agus an track Ná Bac.
Ná Bac lena rudaí a tuaid chur as chuid má tá an nochan a dhúlaní a chur crit in the rims bim rud bhéil is gulté na bhóchuid tras na na duine meach an saoib nes a gom ó thar a mus sin seans géal céanna ban rum hain ar a menne na nint atá ag tastal wen caitha si a bheitcha hopa glom nuair a thuc an sé go dtí cuairtaí bola crack and mass dú a naí.
I rinne naughties vi Messiah J and the Expert no Creative Control ag fall along ard on Mian Kiol agus vi na hip-hop scenes ag fás I goni I Malia Aclia I Gorkig I Ngaliv I Limnach agus seo é an rapper Sammy Dozens ag caint fwe Kiol hip-hop I Bord Larga.
Well, my name is Sam Wells.
Shinna V sounds phonetic in éineacht le re-raw. Winter own album 12 Labours. Tom Wade's a gold tree on scale na hip-hop air enoch agus en nish I ré an taurig I gavile is a tridiek. Tom Wade ag soul gamor leis an album nua leis an rapper as balia a haclia Paulie Allwright, a.k.a. Lethal Dialect. Chas me le Lethal Dialect sin studio e Mally Munn agus hug sé rave raw an album nuadum an album 1988 Till Infinity. Seo é anois an bocal mór Lethal Dialect Paulie Allwright.
Kind of went back to the roots on it, you know. I had to switch it up basically because it was halfway through a different album and I went back and switched it up and wanted to do something that was a little bit more close to home, a little bit more true to my own personality and things like that, you know, because I have to be honest, people heard LD52 and Part 1 and they liked it, but, you know, it was very dark and one or two people said, when you listen to LD52, you picture yourself like sitting in an attic with pictures of pyramids and Machu Picchu and things all over the world. Plotting a revolution and things like that, you know, which is a cool image to have and all that. Not gonna lie, but it's not me, you know. We're more laid back, fun loving type of dudes, you know what I mean. So I just wanted to capture that on this album and put more of myself out there. Really kind of put myself out there with the Who Is LD campaign is going on now because people need to find out who I really am, you know.
So much here, now the days are warm and I'm sipping the markets on the deck chair, lost in the depths. I blame the boredom in a fresh pair of the best stairs, yeah, the same decorum, cause ain't.
Agus a cordia sinna vi an clor specialta scale na hip hop's aeronach or spin alter spin southwest. Egan dera, quermi an kesht ar gach dinna, conus a deirhug siad. When Kjol Hip Hop in Aaron, he got Vilas a 3DEG. Reduce Lethal Dialect.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things I've always said, I think Lunatic said it as well, was that I'm never really concerned with Irish hip hop in general. I think I was always just concerned with pushing myself forward and making myself become the best I could be. And I think so many other people are doing that as well. You have the likes of Sounds Phonetic. I know they're not really too pushed on what everybody else is doing, they're just doing them. And I think same with the likes of Costello and G.O. and Jambo and things like that. Everyone's just focusing on their own thing and pushing it forward. And then as a whole, the whole thing is just getting better. You know, we don't necessarily have to come together into this huge crew and everybody do albums with each other, you know. If everybody focuses on their own thing individually, pushes it as far as they can and becomes the best they can, the whole thing moves forward as a unit then, you know.
We have drama. A whole spectrum of effects that is far from anything that we find in animal organizations.
It's definitely heading in the right direction. The production values from like loads of people around the country, like I said, Reroy, Lethal Dialect, Rob Kelly, other people like that, have been really pushing the boundaries like of videos, pushing the artwork, pushing the actual sound of everything, and that can only make it go in the right direction. There's loads of new kids coming through that are kind of looking at all the people that already exist in Irish hip hop and like kind of looking up to that and trying to make their sound like the same kind of high level of standard. Like, so yeah, I think in the next few years it'll be really interesting times for Irish hip hop. Like, it's definitely getting bigger. It's broadening the audience as well. There's more people getting into it rather than just like certain hip hop heads. People who just like music are getting into it now, which is really ultimately what you want.
Of ordinary nature.
Couple of really strong artists out there, you know. They're finally kind of come of age, and I've put up some of the Irish hip hop now with anything. You know, up against the UK, the US stuff. Some of the best stuff is coming out here. I think the heads that are doing it know who they are, and we know each other. It's kind of like a small circle again, but it's a small circle of strong music now. Well, yeah, I mean, you can only do yourself, you know. If you start emulating something else, it just becomes watered down. And why would you want something that sounds like something else when you can have the real thing, you know?
It's as real as you can get, really. Like, whether it's Lethal Dialect, Speculative Fiction, whether it's Alice Costello and all the guys in Dublin, whether it's the Galway lads, from a production level. I mean, we go back to when we mentioned Scary Era, like Mech would know his Irish music, and I see all the guys, there's guys up in Galway, and there's all like Deviant, and there's Jimmy the Penguin and all these guys, and I see My Name is John, and guys, like, there's people who are totally aware of our culture. They're making hip hop music in Ireland, whether it mightn't even have rappers on it or whatever. It's hip hop music though. Whether it's beats, whether it's and it's as you, the main thing is the bottom line is it's authentic. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the best thing or not so much the best thing, but it doesn't matter if it's kind of like obviously it mightn't be most marketable to certain people because people have their own stigmas. And there was that TV show which kind of brought Irish hip hop back a couple of years, but the other thing is it's real, and like people will eventually, I mean, a lot of the best art, whether it's historically speaking here or elsewhere, I mean, people mightn't get it or people mightn't understand it, they might never, you know, but like if it's there and if it's authentic, it's always a good start, like, you know. But like the talent that's here is like, I don't know if whether people will eventually catch up or if it'll all die off and people will all kind of just go back to doing other stuff, leaving music or whatever. But I think it's just, I still look at it, even though I've been around for a long time, I still look at like everything is in the embryonic stage. Like, even though Scary Era, I can see it in Speculative Fiction, I can see it in Lethal Dialect, or I can see it in whoever, I still think it's almost like it's just starting here, you know. It might be a kind of like a naive way of looking at it, but I still feel that even with the technology, and even though I used to produce music when I was in my 20s, in my late 30s I'm still looking at it as if I'm starting. And I'll be even corny enough and honest enough to say, even as a DJ, I consider, like, I look back, I was doing certain good stuff, whatever, but I still think I'm only starting in that regard as well. But as the whole scene, if you want to even call it a scene, I think it's just kind of really, really starting. And I feel, do you know that sort of special feeling that you feel when something's starting, that I still had in 1990 whatever, and even in the late 80s when I was listening to my tapes and trying to get a copy of the new Public Enemy album, cassette or record or whatever, I still felt that then, and I still feel that magic now. And I suppose from talking and dealing with a lot of elderly guys, especially in jazz over the years, sometimes I see them, they could be playing only to 30 people here in Cork, and some of them are big, big shots in the jazz world, and I see them and they still have that sparkle, and they feel like that. I've seen them being interviewed, because you'd always look at someone being interviewed, whether it's a movie director or an actor, whoever the hell it might be, footballer or whatever, and they're like, some guy's 80 and he's starting to learn French, or some guy is 85 and he's talking about his new albums and his plans, and I'm like, do you know what, this is actually, these guys feel like they're starting as well. And I do feel in Ireland, and not just Ireland obviously, but I do feel there's something kind of beginning to kind of like, it's nothing to do with me, to be honest, but I feel that we're at the beginning of something good. But again, I mean, in 10 years time I'll probably be saying the same thing as well, like, nothing will have happened,
but that's it, but you just can't ignore it.